Blog Talk Radio.
Talking just a minute ago, me and my son Darius, and we were talking about the good times that we spent with my mother, and how she nourished us, and how she loved her grandkids, and she loved her children, and she loved her family. We'd like to hear from you, so all you have to do is press that one button if you'd like to make a comment or talk about anything in reference to our mom. You know, my mother went to Booker T. Washington High School, and, you know, and I believe it was class of 55, graduation, something like that. And I was born in 54, so that means I went to Booker T. twice, you know, once with her and once by myself, you know, and, you know, good memories like Darius was saying earlier about, how mom used to take them up to the Y and take them to go get something to eat and, you know, and spend time with her at her home and things like that. But time brings about a change. And, you know, and sometime when that change come about, you don't really want to accept it, you know. And it's hard sometimes to believe that she's gone, that she died and she's no longer with us, you know. But I know that we serve a good God, and that he's going to make things okay for us. And that's part of the process, you know, and that's part of life. And Darius, can you remember any other things, you know?
What else? I mean, like...
She used to like your drawings and stuff, too.
Oh, yes, that's right. She likes one of my drawings.
Yeah, because you're an artist.
I am, yeah, like, I mean, like.
Yeah, you're an artist, man, and you draw a lot, and Grandma used to always like your artwork. You drew, because, you know, Grandma, she loved basketball, right?
Oh, yeah, like, she always watched basketball on
and
TV.
Her favorite team was OKC Thunder. You know,
yeah.
She was a diehard Thunder fan, and she was always watching basketball. That was her favorite sport, pastime, was watch that basketball. She could tell you everything about the players, about the game, who's playing who, and she kept a log and stuff of all of that, and that was her way of entertainment for herself. She went to water aerobics religiously. You know, she was up at the Y all the time inside that pool, you know, and she was just outgoing and, you know, just really just did her thing, you know what I mean? So that I'm proud of. Look here, we're going to go to the phone lines and we're going to see who's on here, you know. Let's see, and see who's calling in. Area code 918-269, you're on the Bobby Eaton Show.
Yeah, you got giving you my condolences. You got me thinking, you know, I might get to cry. You got me thinking about my mama. Your mama, just like my mama, she's a Thunder fan. And she said a Durant was her son. And then every time they shoot, she said, miss it. But she's a Thunder man, you know.
Yeah.
So it made me think about my mama, you know. So, we, you know, I miss her, you know. Your mama's in a better place. And I want to tell you a song, Shop Around by Smokey Robinson, but I got a better song for your mama. Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder? Because she's a lovely person.
That's a good one.
So God got a new, he got a guardian angel up there now, up there, so they're waiting on us.
Yeah, they're waiting on us. You know what
so
I mean?
So Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely? That'd be a good song.
I'll get that on for you from my moms, you know.
Yeah,
we'll just get that happening. I should have a few more family members come in here in a little bit to talk about.
I'm there for you, brother. So, you know, y'all just, you know, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
You live a good life. She ain't in pain. She ain't in no pain now. So, you know, hey, I never make 80 or 90. So, you know, beam me up now, Scott, if I go now. So, you know, we all, you know, so we got to be thankful for what we, each life, you know. I mean, a lot of people, some countries, don't live past 40 years old, you know, because of disease over in certain countries. They can, you know, they can combat the disease, you know, they die early.
Yeah.
So have a safe, brother.
You know,
my
mother got 81 years of life, you know, and I pray that I may be able to do the same. But I just miss her so. I just miss her spirit and being around and, you know. Moms always listened to this radio broadcast every time I was on the radio. She was just listening, you know, so that's just part of
it. It'd be good times and bad times, but like I said, and you know, you always, we cry on each other's shoulders, so, you know.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
We mama boy, so hey, we die mama boy, so it don't matter.
Yeah, mama's baby.
Yeah.
Right.
Hell yeah.
All right, man. Well, thank you, and I'll try to get that Isn't She Lovely on by Stevie Wonder, and I appreciate
it. Okay, all right.
You,
okay? All right, man. All right, take care. All right.
Well, hey, those of you who just tuned in, you're on the Bobby Eaton Show. And the show tonight is a tribute to my mother, Ruby Eaton. May she rest in peace, you know. And it's kind of hard going through. We've a family. It's been a struggle. You know, a lot of pain because my mother was such a great queen who we believed in. And she set the standard for us, you know, and it's kind of hard, you know, right now. But I'm gonna try to be as strong as I can be in her memory. And those of you who don't know, her memorial service will be tomorrow, 4 p.m. at the Greenwood Cultural Center. It's a memorial, it's not a funeral. We don't want to come and, you know, just make it such a sad occasion. She didn't want that. You know, she wanted a joyous occasion, and she didn't want us to be sad, and, you know, she didn't want nobody to look at her either. She said she didn't want to be in a box where people pass by and look at her, you know, in a dead state. She wanted people to remember her how she was, you know, as she was living. And so we had to, like I said earlier, honor her request because she is our mother. And she's a friend to a whole lot of people, a mentor, friend. I've seen her help many of people, you know, throughout her days. And very supportive, y'all. Very supportive. You get a mother who supports you and she's behind you 100%, then, hey, you need to honor and support that. That's what you need to do. Well, there's a song that's really appropriate, and I'm going to play that, and I'm going to come back. So while I'm playing that, you guys go ahead and do me a favor. Call someone and tell them to tune in and come back on the air and listen. We're going to have family members and stuff here. So, and this is a favorite right here, you know, to a lot of people. It's a little bit old school. Goes like this.
Sometimes I feel so bad when I think of all the things I used to do. How Mama used to clean somebody else's house just to buy me a new pet shoe. I never understood how Mama made it through the week when she never ever got a good night's sleep. Oh, she's one of a kind. You've got yours. And I've got
time.
Oh, hey, Mama, hey, Mama, my heart belongs to you. Oh, yeah.
I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl.
You only get one, you only get one, yeah.
I'll always love my mama. She born the end of this world.
A mother's love is so special. It's something that you can't describe. It's the kind of love that stays with you until the day you die. She taught me little things like saying hello and thank you please while scrubbing the floors on a bending knee. Oh, she's one of a kind. You've got yours and I've got mine.
sipping at the Delta fellas, so it's sunny.
Just drinking that wine,
remember the schoolyard days.
Yeah, we had to take you home, man. You were tired of it, man.
Better, better say, Lord have
mercy. Hey, but listen,
yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there?
Steal the hubcap off the car.
What you talking about, his battery?
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Then I say, here comes the fun.
Hey, Bird, what kind of would you come to me?
That's just the line.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
But dig this here. Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
There was that.
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is, but
bam!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it. Hey, I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Put it all up.
Yeah. I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Phil, what's your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know, you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right. And you go to jail.
Right. And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop was
hanging out.
Hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my Pop did.
Yeah.
My Pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on. Clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on them.
Hey, buddy. I love your mom cooked some good home-cooked bits today.
Mr. Green?
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama so good, son.
Yeah, that's right. I'll always love my mama. I always. Ain't that right, Darius?
Me too.
Yeah, we're going to always. Hey, you on the Bobby Eaton Show, and this is our tribute show to my mother, the late Ruby Eaton. May she rest in heaven. And, you know, mama used to listen to this broadcast of mine every show, y'all. You know, every show. She didn't miss a show. She was just supportive in everything that we did, and it was just great. It was just great. So come by 1533 North Norfolk, or you can dial the number 646-716-5525 and press the 1 button. Here's a little request right here, and we're going to be right back, okay?
Happy.
some headphones on. You need to get right here. Do that for me.
Yeah, we're here on the Bobby Eaton Show. This is where we tell our stories our way, and I'm doing a special tribute to my mom. Rest in peace, Mom. You know, we all love you. We all cared about you. You were in our heart. It wouldn't be no me if it wasn't for you. And you guys out there who have mothers, you know, love your mother. Take care of your mother. You know, cherish your mother, because when she's gone, it's over. You know, so we want you guys to honor that, respect that. You know, some people get into a whole lot of nonsense and arguments with their mamas and stuff like that. And I've had a couple with mine. I'm not saying I'm perfect, you know, some disagreements and stuff like that. But man, do I miss that lady right there, Miss Ruby. Ruby Eaton, age 81, mother of four. And we just miss her tremendously. Hey, you're on the Bobby Eaton Show. You guys, all my listeners and all my fans out there who are listening, y'all know we tell our stories our way. So you're listening all over the globe, you know, and it's, once again, a tribute to my mother. It's Friday night. Weather's good here in T-Town, you know, and all that. And in the studio, along with my son, Darius, because y'all know we've been talking. Right, Darius?
Hey.
Gotcha. I got some classmates of mine, you know, who stopped through, and they in the house.
Hi.
Sandra Franklin, get close to that microphone, Sand.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Miss Eunice, how are you doing, sweetie?
I'm good.
You good? Uh-huh. Hey, what's been up with you guys? What you guys been up to?
Well,
get close.
Okay.
Real close to that mic.
Well, you know, I talk.
Yeah, well, they don't matter.
Okay.
I got control of this.
Okay,
get in there.
Well, I just wanted to be here with you.
Uh-huh.
And share this time with you. You know, we go way back.
We all go way back.
I can
tell
back.
Some stories. You know, with y'all.
Don't tell all the stories. Can't tell all the stories, you know.
Don't tell all the stories.
Keep some of them to ourselves.
You know, I was known for telling all the stories.
Okay. You were the storyteller.
I was the storyteller.
Okay,
all
right.
The phone carrier.
Okay.
But I've grown up.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you guys stopped by the studio, because, you know, I need all the support and help I can get at this particular time. You know what I mean?
But that's one thing that you just said, Bobby, that I want to kind of correct with you.
Okay.
You said once your mom is gone, it's over.
Maybe I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
Once the body is gone, the spirit lives on within us.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so she's in a better place.
Yes.
You know,
and a legacy.
So we got to
pass it all down.
It. Right. You lost your mother a few years ago, right?
A couple of years ago.
In 92. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I talk with various people who've lost their moms, they say, some of them say they never get over it.
No.
It's just, you know, and it comes up from time to time.
Yeah.
You know, and after all of the stuff is over with, the ceremonies and food eating and people coming through the house and all of that, when that's over with and they're all gone, you're back in your quiet space.
Yeah.
And that's
and
where the
just
pain.
Break down.
Yeah.
That's when you get a chance to just let it all out.
Yeah.
And just
yeah.
put it all out there.
Yeah.
And then after that, the good memories just.
Yeah, good memories just
come
in.
Everything you do.
Right,
even
right.
when you're about to make those wrong decisions, you know,
mm-hmm.
always remember.
Right, 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 right.
What Mama said.
Yeah. Is that right, Eunice?
I'm going to jump in.
Come on. Jump in, Eunice.
I lost my mom about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought that we were joined at the hip.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in Tulsa knew Mama.
Mm-hmm.
But she taught me well. She was a very strong woman. And I thank her every day for instilling the pride that I have because I'm a good woman.
Yeah. She said, oh, she's putting it out there, huh? I'm a good woman.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But
Jerry say okay. okay.
But being said,
yeah.
Your mother and my condolence. And I love Miss Eaton. I've been mm-hmm. with you all since the sixth grade.
Yeah, sixth grade. I remember you in them little window pane stockings.
I wish
you
did.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
She had them little window pane stockings. She was walking and strutting. We look, I said, ooh, look at Miss Eunice.
Everybody
yeah.
say I'm before my time.
Yeah. that was back in the day.
It
wow.
was.
Back in, way back in the day.
I remember back then, and I just kind of wanted to say that you're going to see your mother again physically.
Mm-hmm.
There's always somebody out here that's going to look like your mother. And when you see her, you're going to say, man, but only once. And with my closure, I really don't have closure because I talk and I miss my mom every day.
Mm-hmm.
But she came to me and she spoke to me and she never appeared again. So I figured she finalized
mm-hmm.
it for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard her voice, and just like my son, I had a dream. Well, I was sleeping,
mm-hmm.
and he came to me, and he spoke to me, and he's never spoke again.
Mm-hmm.
But when I find pennies on the street,
mm-hmm.
if it's a head, that's my mama.
The mama, the head, huh?
And
oh,
if
really?
It's a tail, it's my son.
Okay.
But now if a nickel or a quarter come, I say, hey, this is big time.
This big time. That's some big time finances right there, huh?
Yeah, but
whoa.
I just call it pennies from heaven.
Pennies
mm-hmm.
from heaven, huh?
And that's what I go on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that's it. You know, it's kind of difficult because it's only been a few days, and I'm just glad my mother's not suffering anymore.
Because mm-hmm.
she suffered, y'all.
Oh, really?
You know, I'm going to
okay.
tell you, she went through a lot of pain on the end of it, you know.
Okay.
And it was just hard to just witness this and just, we were there for her,
mm-hmm.
you know, around the clock, you
mm-hmm.
know, we were there for her. And when she was in that hospital and she said, I just want to go home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. They
she
tell
says,
you.
I don't want to go back to no clinics. I don't want no therapy. I don't want no this. I don't want none of that. I just want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said, well, if she wants to go home, you know, that's what we're going to
mm-hmm.
do. You know, send her home.
That's sort of how my mother did. My daughter was there, and she just told my daughter, I'm getting ready to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she
I'm
told
tired. Her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I witnessed my mother leaving, you know, and I was holding her hand. And it was just hard, you know, watched her taking her last breath of life. You know, and we were there. All of us were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been struggling with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, for me, you know, and my brothers and sisters, but I'm thinking about myself, throughout my endeavors in life, whatever
mm-hmm.
I was involved with, Mama was right there on the side.
Oh, yeah.
She was my biggest fan.
Mm-hmm.
During my musical endeavors, Mama would fly out, be back there with her son,
mm-hmm.
and be there. I mean, everywhere I go on this radio station that you're listening to right now, she listened to every show,
mm.
you know, every show. She did not wait. It was almost like routine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bobby Show getting her, come on. Y'all stop. I got to listen to the show. You know, that's what Mama was like,
yes,
you know. And
yes.
she would critique me on some stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember when I first started this broadcast a few years ago, and I was playing some music. And then all of a sudden, I put on Gap Band's Oops Upside Your Head.
Okay.
Say, oops. Upside your head.
Just
you know, so we would just, I mean, we'd be jamming to it. And then when I got off the air, Mama said, you don't need to play that song by Gap. Gap got better songs than that one. Talking about hitting somebody upside the head. Y'all talking about hitting somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fighting. She thought it was about, hitting people upside the head, you know.
Yeah.
I said, well, Mama, you know, just because you don't believe I want to dance, don't mean I don't want to. So you know, I had to explain it to her.
It's more like saying, I'll beat the oops. Sorry.
I'll beat the oops upside the head. Yeah, so, you know, Mama was just too much, you know. She give you a piece of her mind, too. You know, it wasn't like you always get away with everything. She tell you, I was never too old for her to tell me something, you know, when I'm, was out of order and stuff
like
that.
And I had to share this with you the other day. I was just thinking how, for the close classmates that I was close to or that I knew of, that you were about the only one in our class that I knew of that still had both parents living.
Yeah, I'm kind of like
that. The other day.
I said that the other day.
Who?
We were talking, and I had just said the other day, Bobby Eaton, he's about the only one that has both parents still living.
Yeah, yeah. Now I have one, you know, and so mom's gone. And we used to say that, too. We said, man, everybody else is in our class, their parents are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's gone. But, you know, I had some young parents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My mother had me
right.
when she was 16, 17 years old, you know, back in those days, you know. And they married young, you know, so they had four kids and, you know, from that union. And I just remember all the good times, you know, a lot of the good times that we had, you know.
Well, at least you came home for the purpose to take
parents.
Care of your parents.
Right, right.
How many years?
Yeah.
Two
but
or three. You've been here.
Three. Right at 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so been here, been involved in the community, doing stuff, all kind of things. Mama's here and blah, 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 blah. And it's challenging in some ways being back home after being in the big city.
Yes.
All the time, all them big cities and moving.
And across the water.
And across, yeah, I lived overseas too for three years over there. You know, so it's full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Full circle back, you know. And now I'm here at home and I'm trying to make the best of life that I can in my hometown of Tulsa.
Uh-huh.
1972 graduate of Booker T. Washington High School. Back in the day.
Yeah.
And we just...
You're no longer eating highway steak sandwiches.
She remembered them highway... Talking about them highway
steak sandwiches.
The highway steak sandwiches. Right.
When you were on the road.
Huh?
When you were on
the road. That was... That's what we call... We call those highway steak sandwiches bologna... And cheese, bologna and bread.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't even no cheese on it.
Uh-huh.
You know? That was a poor man. That was a poor man's meal for being on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You we always talk about that.
We used to always
say, highway
steak sandwiches.
Yeah, highway steak sandwiches, and that was something. It was fun though. A lot of fun back in those days.
Wouldn't change it for nothing.
I wouldn't change it for nothing in this world. You know what I mean? And I can see both of you guys in this world. And, you know, I'm just thanking that you guys stopped by here to give a tribute to my mama.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, y'all come out here to give a tribute to my mother.
I have
you
one
know.
Picture
You're,
that
huh?
I was with you all.
Yeah.
I have your mom, you and your sister.
Right. Me and my sister Gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my brother Brian just came in here.
Hey, Brian.
Brian, take a seat. Grab a microphone. Sandra Franklin and Eunice Barron right here. You know what I mean? And, they come by to stop and share some information about our mother. Yeah. No. You good. All you got to do is put on that headphone. And
it's good to see you, Brian. I haven't seen you in years. How you been doing?
Y'all so
eating
strong.
Yeah. Get close to that.
What did you say, Eunice?
They so
eating
strong.
Nothing look
like the daddy.
Uh-huh.
And the mother here.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. Hey, how's it going?
Man, nothing. We just been talking about mama. And this is a tribute to our mother, Ruby Eaton, 81 years old. You know, and the beginning of the show was hard for me. I mean, I was like, man, how am I going to be able to do this? You know, because out of all the 570-something shows, I haven't had to do a tribute show to my mom, you know. And this is one of those right there. that I've shed a few tears on. You know, we loved our mother, you know,
oh, yeah.
in spite of all the different. We look here, we go through what we go through, bump our heads, argue, fuss, and fight, but mama was always there. You guys, you Negroes, y'all be stupid. You're just some fools. You're acting ignorant. You know, I'm just telling the truth. Acting like some fools. You know what I mean? And we acted a few like some fools in a lot of ways. But, man, how I would love to still hear that voice, you know, fussing at me or telling me what I'm doing right or what I'm doing wrong. You know, I'd love to be able to hear that. Brian, what you got to say, man, when it comes to mama, man, you know?
Well, you know, I learned a lot from her. She taught me how to be a man, first of all, you know, and I learned how to cook. I washed in the kitchen. You know, I actually would basically choose my female friends based upon how my mother was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used her as a role model.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would choose women that
you wouldn't like
that reminded me of her, you know what I mean? And that type of a lady. I was
bad boy, so you know.
Yeah.
You got the good qualities of mama. You
moved a little fast.
Yeah, I was a little fast mover. You know, I was trying to get whatever I could get with. You know. Mm-hmm. But you know, mama, man, mama didn't take no mess. You remember?
Yeah, she didn't. Mm-mm. Yeah, she was strong.
Strong woman.
Real strong.
She'll
put you in your place. She'll check you whenever she had to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember when her and my father got a divorce, when he moved out. And I said, oh, well, I won't be getting any more whipping.
You thought the whipping was going to stop.
Yeah,
huh?
I said, well, that's over with. You know, but mama didn't let me, you know, just do anything I wanted to. She put me in my place. And then I respected her, so I didn't go overboard.
Right.
I just, you know, did what I had to do, you know, but I didn't, I just.
Your mama was like that, boy. You know,
it was three boys and one girl.
Our sister was gay.
And she's the youngest.
She's the youngest.
Okay.
Yeah, you get to
do it. No, gay's not the youngest.
Much better person.
Oh.
I'm the first one.
Okay.
Gay's number two.
Okay.
And then it comes Brian.
Okay.
And then it comes our younger brother, Dwight.
Okay.
It's four
okay.
of us. You
four.
Know,
okay.
So.
Now, you three tried to live together, right? In Houston,
the brothers,
yeah.
At one point in time, we had a home together.
Okay,
you know, and our cousin Mark.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
yeah, right. We was all four of us was in a big old
house.
Okay,
big old house.
Okay,
you know? Yeah, and that's what.
And then
going
that's
on.
When you moved back to Tulsa after you.
Well, no, I moved into an apartment by myself after
oh.
we dissolved that home.
Okay,
and then after that, that's where I left and came on back.
Oh, okay.
Due to certain circumstances.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go to the phone lines and see who we have right here. Okay.
Somebody's
going off over there.
You know.
Okay. Hey, 918-269, you're on the Bobby Eaton Show.
Hey, what
hello?
You say? To go through your head and think, oh, maybe it's on, you know, lock.
Hello?
Hello,
hello, hello. You guys on the Bobby Eaton Show? Area code 9.
What's that key situation that time? And with the little security on it and the little car and everything that was flashing and said, security. And actually, the people that sold, the guy that sold it to me, he didn't need it.
All right, we're gonna come back to that. Obviously, they having some security and so and so and so and so. They talking about they talking about something else. All right, we're doing a tribute to my mother, you know, and mama was a sharp dresser, y'all. Mama used to stay clean. Her nails used to always be done. She would never be out of order, and she wouldn't step out the house. At least looking decent and in order.
Looking real good.
Really all the time. All the time. She
stayed
kept
on top of the fashion.
Yeah, she stayed on top of that. You know, sometimes I thought it was too much, but, you know, she stayed on top of it. You know what I mean? She was there.
You know what I admired about her?
Mm-hmm.
She came from a family of 12 women.
Woo! You,
oh, really?
12.
It was 12 girls.
Oh.
My grandfather was A.C. Cato was his name. And my grandmother was Gertrude Cato. And from that union, they had a total of 13 kids, 12 girls, and one boy who passed away.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 12 girls. You know, there's a photo of them right there. Grab that right there, Brian, and show them that picture.
Oh,
that
okay.
is, yeah, that's the picture of.
Is that your mom on the
end? On the end, sitting on the sofa, yeah. in the sofa. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. She was next to the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
All those girls right there.
So you have a big family.
Oh yeah,
large.
The family's so huge.
The Cato side is really
the Cato. It's like. Wow.
We had a family reunion in Tulsa about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was probably about 400 people.
Really?
Yeah, 400,
yeah.
400 relatives.
Relatives.
That's just, the relatives, mm-hmm. you know. So
the barbershop here, it was your grandfather's barbershop?
Yeah, well, Grandpa built this duplex right here.
Okay.
And the barbershop was next door.
Oh.
Right there, over there. And then this section that we're in, he built this for family members. It's been various different businesses throughout the years, you know.
Okay.
My cousin Karen had Lips and Tips in here.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Hey, Karen.
Right. My Uncle Jerry had a photography studio. My daddy's had a campaign headquarters and businesses right off in this space right here. So,
okay.
You know, he was an entrepreneur, you know, so he just built, he believed in economic development for within black people. Owning black, doing black.
Uh-huh.
So that's what Grandpa was all about.
Oh.
And it kind of pushed down to, you know.
It worked out when then you came and it's still serving that same legacy.
Well, yeah, you know, and this particular facility serves the community from the broadcasting aspects, from we have meetings in here about economic development, jobs, employment, drugs, alcohol. A lot of stuff take place in this little old space right here
uh-huh.
due to my grandfather's legacy
mm-hmm.
that he left behind, you know, because if it wasn't for him, there would be no me, you know, and if it wasn't for my dad allowing me to be here,
mm-hmm.
there would be no me. So that's what it's all about. But here nor there on that, Ruby Eaton, my mother was 81 years old, and to live to be 81 is a long time to live, you know, and then within her 81 years, she experienced a whole lot. And within those 81 years, I can remember when I was young, and you guys, Sandra, you know,
mm-hmm.
we was playing in clubs when we was
17,
18, uh-huh. playing in nightclubs.
At the gallery.
Yeah, right. yeah, you remember that?
Yeah.
Y'all was singing, we was playing.
In the international.
Yeah, right, different, right, all them clubs,
uh-huh.
and we wasn't even legal and able to go to the club, but Mom's was right there.
All the time.
My mother was
all
right
the
there all the time and
mm-hmm.
supportive of anything that we was doing. And, you know, Brian also, when Brian had his business venture going on down in Houston and been playing football and stuff like that back in the day, who was right there?
My mother. She showed up, you know, at all the games. She just basically backed us in every venture that we did, you know, regardless of what it was. She was right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was a rock.
Yeah.
She supported her kids.
And that gave you that push.
Yeah, and it did. It gave us a push, and you know, even to this day, she. I'll tell you a story. In Houston, I'm a videographer, and I shoot for the university's sporting programs. You know, like football, basketball, baseball, and all that stuff. I'm a camera operator. Well, and I freelance. But one day, about 2 weeks before football season, my camera had broken down on me. And I didn't have the money to fix it right away because season's just getting ready to start and I didn't have money. So I checked on the price to get it fixed and they said like $1,100, right? So I said, man, I need to get this $1,100 really fast. What can I do? So I called up some churches, right? I called up Windsor Village, which is a big black church in Houston. So it's considered a mega church, but, you know, big. And they kind of gave me the runaround, right? Wouldn't let me talk to anybody. You know, the receptionist just wouldn't transfer me to anybody I could speak to. So I decided, I said, okay, enough of that. Let me call up Lakewood, the biggest church in the U.S. of A., right?
Mm-hmm.
So I call Lakewood up. They answer the phone. The first thing they asked me was, what is my tithing number? I said, what? I said, I don't have a tithing number. I'm not a member. Then.
Yeah.
She didn't want to help me. I asked her. I said, look, I'll agree to just work it off. I say, if you let me work in your video department,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have a media department,
mm-hmm.
And I'll work it off. You know, I don't want it for free. I'll work it off. When she told me that they can't help everybody. So, yeah, she told me that they can't help everybody. And then I decided to give her a What Would Jesus Do sermon.
Mm-hmm.
So she felt guilty, and then she transferred me over to the benevolence line. The benevolence line rang and rang and rang, but no one ever answered
that
line.
Okay.
And then no one ever answered the benevolence line. But at the end of the call, it went to voicemail,
mm-hmm.
and it said, at the present time, Lakewood Church is unable to help anyone who is not a member of the church.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. But you know what?
I'm not finished.
What?
Okay. But then I still need to get this money, right? So guess where I went and got this money from?
My
mother. Mm-hmm. She gave me the money. She didn't loan it to me. She gave it to me. I thought I was going to pay it back. But she gave me the money, and I went and got my camera fixed. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind of mother we had, you know. She was a type that if she could help you in your endeavors, she would help you.
Exactly.
And that's just the way it went. All right. Well, joining us right now, I got my son, Trey. What's happening, Trey?
What it is. It's
and
your boy, Trey, the Texas playboy from the Jews.
Oh, boy. And I got Dorothy. Hey, my nephew. What's going on, Dorothy? Get closer to that mic.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah, man. Well, y'all been out balling, huh? Because I can smell that must in here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
been out there shooting that ball, huh?
That's what happens when you put in hard work.
Hard work. Yeah. Well, hey, we've been talking about your grandma.
Yes.
And what she's all about. Y'all tell us some stories about your grandmother and talk about it. And tell our audience, you know, what's going on with your grandma, okay?
Okay. I guess I'll go first since I'm the oldest.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Anyways.
You don't need no headphones or nothing?
No, I got good hearing.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Stories about my grandma. Ooh, okay. So one of the stories that I remember. Stories that I remember is I remember coming up to Tulsa and she used to go and take all of us to the YMCA. And we used to go swimming. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I never understood waking up in the morning and going swimming into a cold pool. But I guess, that's just something that we did. And we used to go up in the morning. We used to wake up at, like, 8 or 9, whenever she had her class.
Yeah, it was 10.
Yeah, so that was one of the memories that I remember her, you know, her doing her water aerobics and us coming up to visit and us going swimming. Some of the other memories I remember is, I guess you could say recently since I moved up here in the past 5 months, and I got to learn a whole lot about my grandma. And she's very funny, you know. I guess you could say there were some times where, you know, just being with grandma, we always used to talk about basketball. Even before me moving up here, we used to call each other every time the Rockets played the Thunder. And Thunder used to play, and during halftime, she would watch halftime, and we'd call each other during halftime, and then during the highlights, she would always say Home Depot, and I'm like, Home Depot, who's she talking about? So when I moved up here, I finally realized that she was talking about Victor Oladipo when he used to play for the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
So she used to always call Victor Oladipo Home Depot. So.
She named him, huh?
Yeah, she named
her
Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, you know, that was one of the few things that I remember my grandma. She was a big basketball fan.
She loved
LeBron James.
Yeah.
That's her favorite player in the world.
Right.
But she also hated Pat Beverly and Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah, she hated those two guys. With Patrick.
Yeah, she hated,
yeah.
She
hated
Golden State Draymond Green.
Yeah, she hated Patrick because he tripped up
Westbrook
and injured
him.
His leg, and she hated him.
Yeah.
And then Draymond Green, she said he was a dirty player. So
yeah,
she
said
like
he's just a dirty player.
Yeah, dirty player. I don't like him.
Yeah, right. But she was avid
basketball watcher.
She would write. She would write down all the scores.
Every game. Every game for years.
She knew more about basketball than me.
Yeah, she did. She knew the players too.
She knew the players.
Where they was transferred? Whose contracts?
Oh yeah.
Nobody in the family played basketball.
Nobody played basketball.
Football players mainly, but you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Bit.
We all played football.
I played a little basketball in junior high. That was about
not
high school.
No,
nobody in the family played ball basketball. That is like you know none with no referees. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess that's one of the few stories that I had with my grandma. I guess one more. Is she used to call me randomly, and she used to call me and tell me about the game when the game come on and stuff like that. You know, that's just outside of basketball, but asking me, you know, who else is playing other than Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's one of the few memories.
You and Grandma had that relationship. Y'all had that connection with that basketball.
Yeah, with basketball, she used to call and stuff like that, and. You know, I always remember that. So,
yeah. What about you, Dorsey? You know, what can you say about your grandma?
I remember, like Trey said, I remember going to the YMCA. You know, we always had fun. But really, I remember when I would come to visit in Tulsa. I remember coming to our house. You know, we would always play checkers,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I remember
she would beat the britches off of you.
Man, hold on.
She did. She would beat the britches off of you. She would beat him so bad, he would be so pissed off, he would literally blow his lid.
Would he?
Yeah. He would cry and just be mad because she beat the britches off of him.
Grandma, would she put it on you?
Yeah.
Grandma, I didn't even realize it because, you know, she the one that taught me how to play and everything.
Uh-huh.
And so when I was younger, I used to beat her.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I thought I was good, right?
Uh-huh.
But then when I got older, all of a sudden she was just taking it easy, letting you go ahead and win.
She said no mercy.
I thought I was good. Once I hit like 9 or 10, she started putting it on me.
Beating you down.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know. Yeah.
Oh man, he was just. Blow his little lead.
Yeah, they ain't lying. I used to cry. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Darius, you used to draw those pictures, the basketball pitch. I know you drew one of Kevin Durant and who else was that? Westbrook?
I guess so.
Yes.
Yeah, right. You
remember that basketball picture you drew?
Oh, yeah. I used to draw her. Hold on. Say what team it is again? Oklahoma City Thunder. Yeah, I used to draw her.
Uh-huh.
I used to draw her a picture with on a sheet of paper.
Your Westbrook and all them.
Yeah,
LeBron James probably.
Probably got something like that
player.
In there. Well, that was the sports part of her. That's what kept her, you know, because mom used to go to water aerobics and work out in that water.
Hey.
And she did that for years. She did that for years, working out water aerobics three times out of the week for years. You know, so this she was in good health, you know, real good health. She ate good. Everything good. But, you know, it took a turn for the worse when we found out about the massive brain tumor. And that was that she had right there that we didn't know anything about.
But I want to mention something that they didn't get to experience.
What was that?
The German chocolate cake.
My
mother used to make a mean German chocolate
cake.
She made the best German chocolate cake I ever had
in the
came
world.
From her. I'm not lying. I'm just not making this up because she's my mother. The cake was off the chain.
You know what? Whenever
it was so good.
Yeah, it was.
When she baked one, other family members found out about it. You know, they all coming over to the house to get a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And the cake would only last about 2 hours.
That was it.
That's about it.
When they found out mama's making a German chocolate cake, they stop what they doing wherever they at, and we just soon as she take it out, and she say go, we be going.
Because the cake wasn't
going to
last.
It never did last a whole day.
No, it was just too good not to eat more than one piece.
And she made it. She put the nuts and coconuts and all that
and
way too
moist.
Moist,
tasty.
Mm. I want one right now.
Oh, man.
It would be nice to have one.
Well, Dwight
has cooked it
up.
Dwight,
my brother, can cook it.
He can make it.
He can make it.
Oh. Yeah,
he ain't quite as good as her yet, but he can still
He's getting there, though.
And
yeah,
she used to do an old-fashioned tea cookie, too, that was off the chain. My daddy used to, I mean, she would bake the cookie, and before the cookies were all cooked, and he ate half of them up before she finished. You know, he had big stacks of them, you know, and then he'd just be taking stacks, handful, and eating them up before they finished. And by the time they all done,
he ain't got a few
left
because
he
ate them all up.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And these cookies were good. You know, the old-fashioned tea cookies.
I was going to say, that sounds like from Provolone.
Yeah, tea cake. You know, my grandmother used to bake those too.
Grandma used to bake them.
You know, all the old folks used to make those kind of cookies.
They used to make them cookies from scratch.
You know,
you know what I mean?
They were really good.
Yeah. Real butter, real flour.
Yeah.
And everything. It was real.
Yeah.
And it was good. Like you guys say, it was some good stuff, you know. One thing about Mama is she ate healthy. She ate vegetables. She didn't like fried food. No hamburgers. She never really ate hamburgers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't.
A big hamburger.
Oh,
no.
Is she vegetarian?
No, she wasn't vegetarian,
but she was very picky about what she ate.
Oh.
You know, I already knew that, you know. So that's it. You younger guys don't realize that Moton Health Clinic, Moton Hospital and Health School, she was an X-ray technician there for a good
32 years. She was a healthcare professional
up here on Greenwood,
on Pine.
32 years.
Pine and Greenwood. For 32 years, she was an X-ray technician. She started out as a technician,
and then she became a supervisor
of the
X-ray
department.
She X-rayed y'all. Some of y'all who's listening out there.
She X-rayed a whole lot of y'all.
A whole bunch of people.
Definitely, you know.
Your mamas, your daddies, grandmas, everybody, kids, you know. Y'all, if you needed an X-ray, you went to Moton.
She
X-rayed you.
And if you're a certain age, you were born
in
Moton.
Yeah, right. Exactly. A certain age, you're born like me. I was born in Moton.
Really?
Sandra, you were born there too? You too?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she said Oak Muggy. Okay, all right. Yeah, we was born in Moton over there, you know, and over there. And I wish.
It's Moton Health Clinic now.
The new Moton over there.
Because they saw back then it was mispronunciation of the name. I thought I read.
To tell the truth, it was changed based upon Moton Health Clinic and Hospital went into bankruptcy. Right. And so in order to stay close to the name, they went with Moton. Yeah, so when we're Moton Hill.
Okay.
So it's kind of the same. It's close by, you know what
so
I mean?
So it's just like dialect.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Financial issues,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, right. Financial issues involved and stuff like that. So they couldn't use that name, you know. So that's what happened. And Mama was right up in the thick of it. She was right in the thick of it and through everything. And everybody knew her around here. All the local doctors and nurses and X-ray technicians and lab people, administrative, all of them were like a family. They all knew each other back in those days.
Oh yeah,
you know, and it made a difference in the
Sam
community.
Sam Woods,
Uncle Herbert, Herbert and them, you know, they were all there, and so
Charlie Rose
and stuff. That's an X-ray department.
Yeah, he was a supervisor before Mama. Was,
up under Mama. Yeah,
Mama was up under him.
First
until he left. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was some of the good stuff that took place. Boy, and I remember, boy, Mama would be at work, boy, and you and Dwight be getting into it at the house. You remember that?
Yeah.
Him and Dwight be fussing and fighting at the house, and then Dwight and them, they'd be calling Mama at work. Mama had to leave the job, come home, and stop them, boy, you know, from fussing and fighting. Now, I don't know where I was at that time. I probably was gone.
Oh.
You know,
he was gone by then.
I probably left.
I think that was in everyone's family because my mother was working at Morton Nursery Bay. We lived there on Reading. Me and my brothers was having it over a chicken bone, a drumstick. She came home, my kids are killing each other.
Yeah,
I think everybody had fights.
used to have fights over cereal, you know. So we would avid cereal eaters. I love Captain Crunch and all that kind of stuff.
You know, these Negroes, between him and Dwight, they would do this. It may be a little bit of milk left in the refrigerator, and then there'd be some cereal in the cabinet, right? The first one will wake up and go grab the cereal, and the other one grab the milk. And it was like a standoff, you know what I mean? One be eating dry cereal, I got cereal. Another, you drink the milk, you know what I mean?
We did that a few times.
They did that, yeah. They got them two knuckleheads. I'm like, oh.
She
was gone, you know.
She was gone. She wasn't there when that happened.
You know,
they wait till she leaves, you know what I mean?
Feel like this, if she had to go to work, it was summertime, you know.
Because we downed a gallon of milk a day.
We loved milk. Milk was a staple.
It was a staple back then. And a gallon of milk only lasts for one day, you know, back in those days. So we had to have milk.
We drink it like it's water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so that's some of the good stuff like that, you know, and Mama would always show us respect. She didn't have men coming out of that house.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you.
You know.
She never had a male spend the night over to our house.
Never.
The whole time, all the way until I graduated high school, and even after, I never seen a man wake up and leave my mother's home.
Never.
Okay.
That was like unheard of.
Never.
You know.
So she definitely didn't play that.
She had that respect for her kids and her household and her family.
We wasn't going to wake up to a stranger or another male in the house.
He'd probably get beat down.
You know,
you know the way we was. You didn't
play that.
Yeah, we play that. Hey, girl, who you in my house? It's my mama. Who is this? You know, but, you know, that was part of Mama's makeup, you know. Now, Mama did do a little partying now. You know, she went out and had her fun and had her little drinks and her little stuff back in the day, and really enjoy herself and dress nice and all the men. I used to hate it. Sometimes I'd be playing up there on that stage in the club, and these men be trying to flirt with my mama. And I'd be like looking, I'd be all mad and stuff like that. And when I get off on a break, I'd be like, hey, man, don't be talking to my mama, man. What's wrong with you? Oh, little Bobby, hey, we saw cool. You know what I mean? And all that. Yeah. I'll be like, man, I got to watch him. He's trying to get with my mama. You know?
She has beautiful hair.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, Mama had some beautiful hair. Her hair was, you know, and she kept it always happening, you know, and it was, she had hair. So that was a good part about, you know, about Mama. You know, and she.
So the homecoming.
Yeah, tomorrow her memorial service. It's a memorial service, you guys. Let me explain it to you guys. Mama didn't want a funeral. She did not want a funeral. She didn't want nobody sitting and looking at her in the box. So she's been cremated. You know, cremated. Anyway, so she didn't want that. So this is what she wanted. We're honoring her wishes. So we're having a memorial tomorrow at 4:00, you guys,
at the
Greenwood
Cultural Center.
So, you know, if you are available and able to come through and, you know, and celebrate in our celebration of our mama, you know, you're welcome, you know, tomorrow.
At 4.
4 o'clock. 4 p.m. tomorrow. 4 p.m. Saturday. June 9th. Tomorrow. I'm going to say it right
Central
there.
Standard Time.
Yeah, right. Central. That's right. There you go, Trey. Clean it all up. You know what I mean? Well, hey, we're going to take a little break, and we're going to be back. And we've been playing Mama songs and stuff throughout the show. And here's one by The Intruders, always, you know, Boys to Men, Mama. So
did
here's,
you say that? Oh, never mind.
And here's one by Tupac called Dear Mama.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me. But I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was younger and my mama had me, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. So back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister over Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who's thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police. That's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama?
Please know what I'm
bugging you. Appreciate
it. Don't you know we love you?
Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's too. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I could see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
please know one above
you. You all appreciate it. Pour some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
Dear mama,
please know one above
you. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, dear mama,
oh yeah, you're here on the Bobby Eaton Show where we tell our stories our way, and this is a tribute to my mother, Ruby Eaton, age 81. Mama, may you rest in heaven. And we've got friends in the studio. We've got our grandkids in the studio. And we've been just talking about my mother and her legacy and what she's been all about. And want to let you guys know that the arrangements have been made for tomorrow, once again, Saturday, Greenwood Cultural Center, 4 p.m. Saturday, Greenwood Cultural Center, 4 p.m. And we got Miss Sandra and Eunice Nim, classmates of mine, in the studio. My son Darius sitting here. Trey and Dorsey was just on the air. You know what I mean? And they've been all out shooting basketball, got it smelling like basketball up in here. You know what I mean? So, and all of that go with it. Because y'all know we tell our stories our way here. And, you know, so that's what it is. Sam, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good.
So you just drove up, came on up here.
Came
Eunice,
on up.
Eunice, I want you to get on this microphone right here. Yeah. You ain't good. She's talking about, I'm good. You know what I mean? I want to talk. You know what I mean? And that's what we do.
We're here,
here
to support.
Yeah, here to support, you know.
And let you just tell us and what you feeling
well,
inside.
I don't know. You know, you guys lost your mothers.
Yes.
So tell me exactly what's the process, you know, I mean, what to expect, you know what I mean? Because it's just been here recently for me, and it's a first, and I'm kind of like saying, okay, how am I going to deal with this in times to come?
As time passes, so many people around you at first, so many so much family, friends, everybody, but there's going to come some time. It may be a weeks down the line, it may be a month down the line, but when you're alone, that's when it's going to actually hit you.
Yeah, yeah, because I've had a couple of those times already
mm-hmm.
when I'm alone, you know. Y'all know, I know a lot
and
of
if
people.
Your mother's number is in your phone, I'll tell you something that I experience from time to time. It's sometimes when I'm really down or something's going on,
mm-hmm.
I'll accidentally look up and I butt dialed. My mother's, her picture would come up on my phone.
Oh, my goodness. I got my mother's number in there, too.
Uh-huh. And then it's sort of like a peace, though, that you feel. Because you
okay.
feel, I don't care what works. This is what works for me. This is how I think.
Mm-hmm.
She's watching over me. She's got me. She's letting me know it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking down on you. I'm looking out for you. You know, you have no problem. So I remember when I was like in the dentist's office, oh, pain. If anybody's had toothache, pain. I was in severe pain. And I was just waiting on that dentist, and I was just cringed over, and I was crying and everything. And all of a sudden I had looked at my phone, and there was my mother's picture come up where I had accidentally hit her number.
Mm-hmm.
And that let me know, oh, she's looking out for me.
Mm-hmm.
The pain didn't go away now.
That pain was still there.
Until the dentist got there.
Right, exactly.
But it was just a piece of calm, you know. Sometimes you just say, I want my mama.
Mm-hmm.
I want my mama. I don't care how old you are. I want my mama. Even when I was visiting, like, my mom, sometimes they'll say, I wonder why my mother hasn't come here. Your mother just stays with you.
Mm-hmm.
Stays with you.
Mama's just there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah.
All the time. But you'll be good.
Yeah.
You'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Eunice, how you deal with it? Get in that microphone right there. You know what I mean? I want to see how you deal with it.
God, I still deal with it. I don't know how I deal with it. I just stand strong on my faith, for one thing. And I pray and I cry. 7 years later that I wish she was still here
mm-hmm.
because a lot of things that she did, I knew she knew how to take care of business that I wished I would have paid closer attention to.
Mm.
But I don't know. I just pray and I feel as though, you know, my faith is pulling me through it. But I do want to say this about my son because every time someone loses a child, they'll say, oh, I know how you feel. Nobody knows how you feel. And it's a little different with your mom, but it's similar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with my son and when other people lose children, I can go and say, I know how you feel. But it took me a book to bring me around from my son's death. And in this book, it says within 3 years, you can feel a little, you know, your grief will lift. And I think that's what's helped me, that book through my, and I don't have it, but, you know, if you want me to drop it by, I will, because I've loaned it out.
What's the name of the book?
I can't think of it, but it's just
mm-hmm.
a book of grief. It tells you how to cope with grief.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good book because within 3 years, I just felt peace, you know. But it still bothers me. I'm not over it. I never will be, but I just deal with it.
Mhm. Mhm. Well, I'm gonna need, you know, some nurturing and to find out how to deal with this because it's all so sudden. And I know when sudden things happen, sometimes we let our emotions go out of whack and out of control, and we must be able to control those emotions and feelings that we have. And
especially when it's unexpected.
It's
unexpected,
yeah. Well, anyway, look here. We're going to go to the phone lines. We got some callers. People are listening.
Good.
So let's see what's going on. Area code 913-406. You're on the Bobby Eaton Show.
Bobby Eaton?
Yes.
James Davis.
James
By way
Davis.
Of South Oklahoma, living in Kansas City.
How you doing, James? I got a couple of classmates here. Sandra Franklin.
Well, how's Bobby Eaton and how's Tulsa, Oklahoma, and how's my family in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Well, you know, I'm working.
I know. Through. Well, you don't have to answer. I know. I just want you to know I'm tuned in.
Okay.
That's,
and
congratulations.
You're in Kansas City, right?
I'm in Kansas City. I just want you to know that I'm tuned in and congratulations. Because since we talked about celebration, I hope you don't mind. I'd like to have a point of privilege. If you don't mind, I'd like to make a song request before you go off the air tonight.
Go ahead.
Keep your head to the sky.
No.
And that's the way. By Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's the way
you.
Of the world. And keep your head to the sky.
I got you.
I think you told me. I think you shared with me that your mother was an Earth, Wind, and Fire fan.
Yeah, she was. That was her favorite group, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah. Ended on an upbeat note, Doctor.
Love some Earth, Wind.
She produced. She gave birth to a son that was the bass player for Natalie Cole. Has got his own radio station. I don't even want to talk no more. I'm in Kansas City and you in Tulsa. Now unless we got walkie talkies, she give birth to a success story. You the bass player for the legendary Natalie Cole. Am I not correct?
Correct.
She's the daughter of Nat King Cole. Am I not correct?
Yes.
It's a celebration of life tomorrow. Let's celebrate.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate. Yeah.
God bless you, Bobby. Your
right,
family and everybody.
You.
Peace.
Thank you. All right. That's a good classmate of mine, James Davis, calling in with some warm words and encouragement right there. You know, a lot of times, you know, we take a lot of things for granted. You know what I mean? But, I know y'all, and I'm a brother, and I'm truly loved, and I love you guys. You know, all over this globe, you know, I run into people, and I've ran into so many people, and I stay in touch with people all over the globe, and I've been blessed, you know, to have a mom that encouraged me to be the best man that I could be, you know, and I just listen to mom. Mom was like, she was just connected. It was just there, you know. She had no problems, and all of my friends who were around in my circles loved her as well, you know. And it was just a good feeling all the time. Mom's coming to the room backstage. Oh, hey, Mom. Hey, how you doing, Miss Eaton? What's going on? Hey, this is Mama. Okay, well, y'all better put them weeds away. You know what I mean? Y'all better, you know, hide that bottle up under the on the back, man. You know.
Don't get caught by police.
Police, right. So, you know, those are some of the things, you know, that I can remember. You know, I'm gonna tell you guys a little story about my mother. And since James Davis brought up Natalie Cole, I'm gonna tell you a Natalie Cole story. It was Natalie Cole's birthday, and we were performing at the Universal Amphitheater up in Hollywood. Okay, thousands of people showed up, right? Backstage, I mean, I can remember Muhammad Ali, Shaka Khan, Ike Turner, Ben Vereen, and the list goes on. Just hanging out backstage, you know, coming in and out of our dressing room. Muhammad Ali came in the band dressing room, and like he was trying to fight and punch everybody and all that. We were laughing and carrying on. So immediately after the show, they had at the amphitheater, they had a birthday dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a bunch of tables, round circular tables. So me and my mother and my aunt went there right after the show. So we sat at this table, right? We sat at this table. And the next thing we know, Natalie came and sat at the same table with us. I said, okay, Nat, okay, okay. And then the drummer, his mother sat at the table too, say about 10 people. And then right next to my mother, Stevie Wonder came and sat down.
Oh.
And then right next to Natalie, Peabo Bryson sat down. And we had dinner together, all of us, you know. And I'm looking around like, wow, man, hey, am I supposed to be sitting at this table? I'm at the wrong table. Because I kind of got up a little bit and kind of went, Natalie said, no, Bobby, you're fine. Just sit on down. And then Stevie grabbed my mother's hand, like on Ray Charles,
uh-huh.
and started feeling her hand. You got a young mother. He said, you got a young man. Peabo was always trying to kiss on her and stuff like, man, you better get back. You know what I mean, Bobby? You know, so the fun memories that I remember with her, you know, those type of memories and her supporting me all the time and, you know, just being with a brother. You know, I was always calling her when I lived overseas, and she was the first one I'd call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, relationships can come and go.
Mm-hmm.
You can be in relationships, you know, for a season,
mm-hmm.
and then that season's over. But your mama
mm-hmm.
is always there,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
always connected, you know. So love your mama, cherish your mother. If you still have her, some of those who are listening, you know, and I got some overseas listeners. A shout out to you, Amarjit Singh, and anyway. Some of y'all know who I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
you know, because y'all be listening all the time. So take care of your mother, you know, that's what I said.
But that's just one thing that you had just asked, Bobby. You had said what to expect, and James was just a good example to let you know it's always going to be someone to encourage you, to let you know the good. Sometimes you're down, but they'll remind you of the good times, the
yeah.
special.
Right.
What's special about your relationship? Like he said, your mother gave birth to
yeah.
the bass player for.
You know, James got away with words. James,
yeah,
James,
he does.
Got away
he
with
does.
Words.
He does. You know,
that brother right there,
he does.
Man,
he makes it real.
I love me some James Davis
uh-huh.
because he just comes real with it.
Uh-huh.
He says some real,
uh-huh.
real stuff.
Real
you know?
Stuff.
Real
things that make you think.
That make you think.
Uh-huh. And
that's
take
right.
take your mind
you know?
Off of. You know, the down part of it and think
yeah.
about the positivity.
And that's
of
what
it.
I like about people who say things like
uh-huh.
that. You know, they encourage some encouragement and some strength.
Uh-huh.
Because so many times we all forget about things we do and
uh-huh.
people forget about things that we do or have done.
Uh-huh.
And we just downplay a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
But in reality, it's reality and
uh-huh.
things have happened in our lives.
Uh-huh.
Not just with music, but in relationships,
uh-huh.
within travel. You guys just got back from Vegas.
Uh-huh.
You know, y'all out there in Vegas having fun.
On a girl's trip.
Yeah, on a girl's trip. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's just that you got to cherish those moments and those days and stuff because you may not be able to go to Vegas, you know,
exactly.
one day, you know. So that's what I'm talking about, you know what I mean? And so if we can do that, then we just need to do it and don't just talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it, you know what I mean? So that's what it's all about. Well, hey, you're on the Bobby Eaton Show. Hey, and I want you guys and all of our listeners, let me stop this right quick. All of our listeners, keep in mind that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Remember that Central Standard. Some of your listeners out in California, you know you're 2 hours behind us. And if you're on the East Coast, you're 1 hour in front of us. So keep in mind we're here on those days. And also on Saturdays, every Saturdays from 12 to 2 p.m. You know, on Saturdays we normally have celebrities and stuff that we interview. I mean, you just name it. We've had a lot of interesting celebrities here on the show. Young and old, you know, American Idol contestants and activists, Benjamin Crump, and all kinds of different people come here on Saturdays. And then we do a lot of old school bands and stuff too, Lakeside, Zap, Cameo, all of them old schools got all that good music, you know, music that they don't play no more. You know, Yarbrough and people.
They don't know how to play.
Yeah, they don't know how to play. They push buttons now. They push the button.
Yeah.
You know, make the button be the instrument. You know, we used to take it to the stage. And that's what you had to do on the reel too.
Uh-huh.
Take it to the stage. And we need to get back to that. So, young people, if you're out there listening and stuff like that, you know, grab an instrument. You know, if you're singing, start singing again. You know, listen to some some old schoolers and get that so you can put it with that new school and make it bump, make it do what it do. Now, I'm not against new school, you know what I mean, because I like some stuff, you know, some stuff I can, you know, I can get down on some, some, you know. You know, and them, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's what it is. Well, hey, we're going to play this request, you know what I mean? And my mother loved Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was her group. Earth, Wind, and Fire and Frankie Beverly. She was just like that, and Al Green. She was them right there. She was just into them. Them was her folks, you know. So we're going to play this, and we're going to come right back here on the Bobby Eaton Show.
Yeah. So, Aunt Katie, did you do anything for your...
Hey, we're on the Bobby Eaton Show where we tell the stories our way. Here's another one right here, one of my mother's favorites. It's called That's the Way of the World.
Child of God. Rona, won't you hear me?
Y'all, we just having fun right here on the show. This is my mother's tribute tribute show. Never done one of these like this before. And those of you who know me, hey, you know that I'm transparent. And I like to keep it real, talk about real issues, talk about real things. And my mother was just a real person. So you're on the Bobby Eaton Show where we tell our stories our way. And this is just what we do. You know, so.
And you're doing it well.
Well, I just try to keep it going, keep it real. My co-hosts are not here right now. You know, normally I'd have two or three co-hosts in here, and we, on a regular basis, Mario Choice, Lissa Williams, Sansare, you know, and Miss Nisi. They're not here. They're off. I told them to go off. I wanted to just be here and do this intimate with my family and friends, you know, so. Got you guys. I'm glad you guys stopped through.
Yeah, we're
you
glad
know,
we
glad
stopped
you stopped through.
Through
and got my son Darius in here.
Yeah.
He hanging with Pops.
Yeah.
He hanging. And he's an artist. So we're doing that. You know, I just returned from Houston. You know, I had been living in Houston for a good 22 years. It was 22 years living in Houston, Texas. And moving back to Tulsa, I had to kind of do a major readjustment, you know.
Yeah.
Major readjustment, you know. And what I mean by that, and I'm not knocking my hometown or nothing like that. I'm not knocking. You got to have a certain mindset to be here at home, you know. And if you've been moving and just getting it and going and doing this and doing that, having this and having that, you got to get back home, and you move north. You got to redo some readjustment.
Remember, you kept saying, "I'm coming back. I'm for the community."
Yeah.
And I kept saying, "Bobby, the community's gonna eat you up."
Yeah, you did say that.
But you know, I don't live here, but it was easy for me to say
but
that.
You know but, what? I've got a lot of. Put it like this: I could get more support from the community.
Mm-hmm.
I know I could get more support. I get some, you know, but not enough. To really make me just be in my comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
you know, because my concern here in the Tulsa community, more or less, is dealing with young children and young kids. Yeah. So that's what it's about. Well, look here, y'all. We coming to an end of the show. They told me 90 seconds. Y'all can't hear that out there. And hey, Sands, thanks for coming.
I'm so glad
to
be here.
Eunice, thanks for coming. Son, Darius. You know I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, Dad.
Yeah, I know you do.
That's so sweet.
I know you do, man. So, hey, tune in to the Bobby Eaton Show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also on Saturdays from 12 to 2. We're going to resume back on Monday.
Again, about tomorrow.
My mother's tribute memorial is at 4 o'clock, Greenwood Cultural Center. So I want you to do that. All right, until the next time, I want you guys have a good one, okay? Take care.